DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High of 75, winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 58, partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High of 71, overcast skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Congress has averted a government shutdown while providing $10 billion in assistance for ag disasters that have occurred over the last year and this year. The aid was included in the stopgap funding bill that President Biden signed into law last night. The eligible disasters include the drought that had ravaged much of the West and Northern Plains, and the freeze that destroyed the Texas citrus crop this winter, and last year's derecho in Iowa. Smoke-tainted wine grapes in California were also covered. Top Republican on the House Ag Committee, Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, voted for the bill that included disaster aid, but most other GOP members, both in the Senate and House Ag Committees, opposed it, including Senate Ag's ranking member, John Boozman of Arkansas. Some 81% of the West and 44% of the Central and Northern Plains currently in severe or D2 drought or worse. That according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. To be eligible for aid, producers county must be in D2 drought for at least 8 consecutive weeks. The disaster provisions originated in the House in an earlier version of the bill that included an increase in the federal debt ceiling that Senate Republicans opposed. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has denied USDA's motion to dismiss a challenge to its administration of the beef checkoff program. That decision allows the lawsuit to move forward. RCAF USA sued the department in September over memorandums of understanding the USDA entered into with state beef councils that were later upheld by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. But the group's new complaint says the MOUs with state programs should be declared unlawful because USDA did not seek notice and comment first. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from...
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbride, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Wichita Police Department is investigating a deadly shooting at an East Wichita hotel. It happened in the 9600 block of East Corporate Hills Thursday evening, just northwest of Webb and Kellogg. According to Captain Kevin Kokendurfer, officers found a white male in his mid-30s that was unresponsive. Upon arrival, EMS pronounced the man dead at the scene. Here's Captain Kokendurfer.
If guns are used in hotel rooms, bullets travel through walls. So we went down through all the floors all the way around to make sure everybody in the adjoining rooms and below, none of the bullets traveled through.
That audio courtesy of KSN. Wichita police are currently trying to figure out who the room was registered to. An investigation is ongoing. A 51-year-old man died and four others, including three children, suffered serious injuries in a crash in northern Kansas on Thursday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Kevin Detmer of Randolph died at the scene. He swerved to avoid a cardboard box, overcorrected, and struck a bridge pillar. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You'll definitely want to take in the Fall 2021 Chisholm Trail Gun Show, one of Wichita's and Kansas' oldest, largest, and most popular gun shows. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show happens at Park City's Hartman Arena Saturday and Sunday, October 9th and 10th. Doors open at 9 o'clock both days. A Midwest favorite, the Chisholm Trail Gun Show has table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies, buying, selling, and trading. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show, October 9th and 10th at Hartman Arena.
Have you been impacted by the COVID pandemic or maybe looking for a new career path or opportunity? Well, Steckline Communications may be looking for you. Steckline Communications is home to the Mid-America Network, along with news talk and sports talk radio stations across Kansas.
And we need your help.
Join our sales team now and get the opportunity you've been looking for to increase your networking,
build new relationships,
and work for a non-corporate, locally owned company with a focus on community. Go to stecklinecommunications.com for a station near you or call 316-721-8484 for more information.
Federal authorities say two former prison guards at Leavenworth Detention Center have been indicted by a federal grand jury on counts accusing them of smuggling drugs and other contraband into the prison. A news release from the U.S. Department of Justice says 25-year-old Jacqueline Cifuentes of Laredo, Texas, and 29-year-old Shiante Harris of Raytown, Missouri, were both indicted September 22nd. Cifuentes faces up to 40 years in prison. Harris faces up to 10 years in prison. A 57-year-old Hayes man died from his injuries after a shooting outside a residence in the Ellis County community of Munger, according to media release from the sheriff's office. The victim was identified as Ronald Lewis Blackburn. A 911 call reported Blackburn pounded on a resident's front door in the 1800 block of Kazan Street, complaining he had shot himself in the leg and was asking for help. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office continued to investigate the circumstance surrounding the shooting, which was believed to be accidental in nature. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraskans who need certain types of surgeries will need to wait longer under a public health measure that will continue through October. Governor Pete Ricketts announced he's extending the measure through the end of the month to help short-staffed hospitals cope with existing patients. The directed health measure had been scheduled to expire yesterday. The order applies to inpatient Class D and E elective surgeries for all acute care, critical care, and children's hospitals in Nebraska. Class D and E surgeries are elective procedures that can wait 4 weeks or longer without substantially changing a patient's outcome. A Nebraska state lawmaker from Norfolk is self-isolating at home after he contracted the coronavirus. Senator Mike Flood missed the final few days of the legislature's special session after testing positive for the virus this past Monday. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Friday news for Nebraska here on the Mid-America Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy. We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. On select models with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council held a special meeting Thursday evening to consider the replacement process for fired Police Chief Todd Ackerman. Agenda items listed included advertising for and accepting resumes for a police chief. The matter of Ackerman's dismissal again raised public outrage at Monday's meeting, as dozens of residents attended, many speaking on Ackerman's behalf and demanding that the city explain a reason for his dismissal. Council and officials remained silent as to why the action was taken and met with city contracted legal counsel in a pair of executive sessions toward the end of Monday's meeting. Councilman Todd Fry pushed for a conversation with Ackerman, but did not make a motion toward such an effort. The matter remains a contentious topic in the community and this week has reportedly drawn writing candidates filing against Mayor Jason Barnes and for some council positions. The tailgate party Friday evening at the Marysville City Park will not be held again this year due to COVID issues. Again, the homecoming tailgate party will not be held, but they will be having a homecoming parade this afternoon downtown, 2 p.m. on Broadway from 12th Street West 8th Street. Admission to the game tonight will be free to the public, compliments of United Bank and Trust and the Citizen State Banks. United Bank and Trust will be handing out T-shirts at tonight's game. The Pony Express Museum in Marysville will host a free presentation on the birth date of co-founder Alex Majors with Gary Hicks this Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Pony Express Barn in Marysville, which will also feature free admission beginning at 1 o'clock. Rehearsals for the Acts Telecommunical Christmas Cantata start Sunday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell, and continuing Sunday evenings, each lasting about an hour and a half. Singers of all ages from area communities are welcome and encouraged with no tryouts required. New voices welcome the first few rehearsals. For information, contact Amy Schmitz at 785-294-8056 or schmitz@bluevalley.net. A Wymore graduate, Sydney Setoff, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She was recently contracted to create and paint a large mural on a second-story wall in downtown Beatrice, highlighting the homestead heritage.
I am Sydney Setoff. I am originally from Wymore, Nebraska. I graduated 2015 from there and went to UNL for a bachelor's of fine arts in graphic design. I started my own graphic design business called True Design Co., where I create art for other companies like logos, custom illustrations, t-shirt designs, or anybody who kind of wants some digital art or just regular paintings or things like that. And yeah, that's pretty much all about me.
Set off comments as to how the project developed.
Oh, thank you. So my aunt works in one of the buildings downtown, and she sent me an article saying that they were looking for someone to paint a mural, and I didn't realize how big it actually was until I was up there already, but I kind of figured I should apply for it. I didn't know if I was actually going to get it or not, but they chose me, and we came up with a couple of concepts, and they decided to go with a one more homestead base, and we made some tweaks and stuff and then started painting it.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY with Wymore native Sydney Setoff, who talks about her recent project in Beatrice.
It took me 3.5 weeks. A lot of the time, because I was still working my full-time job, a lot of the times I had to drive down from work and paint till like midnight. Sometimes I stopped before sunset, but then sometimes I got a little carried away and continued painting. It was a lot of hours, probably a couple hundred hours that it took me to paint.
Gail A. Johnson, age 80, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial at Pleasant Hill Cemetery, east of Greene. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family greet friends Tuesday, 6:30 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Johnson.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer-dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a front across the central northern parts of the Midwest associated with a low pressure system that will continue to push slowly off towards the east. This is going to bring isolated chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through the day continuing into tonight. We'll see a greater chance for rain showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night before finally this system will move out of here. We'll see dry weather for the early parts of next week as a high-pressure system moves in. Otherwise, we will continue to see temperatures ranging in the 70s. So across the area, isolated showers and thunderstorms mid-70s, wind southwest. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon, continuing into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October 76. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 51. The record low, 28. Sunrise this morning, 7:23. Sunset this evening, 7:10.
It's not the Mona Lisa, but it may be the world's most recognized smile. We will tell you who it belongs to on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 1st, the 274th day of the year. Former President Jimmy Carter has a birthday, and it's World Smile Day, a day sanctioned for doing something kind and putting a smile on someone's face. World Smile Day is promoted by boosters of Harvey Ball, the artist who created the original yellow smiley face. In 1963, Harvey was commissioned to design a morale-improving button for the employees of a Massachusetts insurance company. Soon, people from all over were asking for smiley face pins, and Harvey's simple design would become one of the most recognized icons of the 1970s. There were no copyrights or royalties for the man who spread millions of smiles around the globe, but World Smile Day is observed in his honor, the first Friday of each October. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Each Memorial Day, we may remember loved ones, but these ladies recognize our fallen soldiers every day of the year. Their unique and important role at Arlington National Cemetery is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Most people have never heard of the Arlington Ladies.
We represent the Army Chief of Staff at the military services, whether it's male or female.
Margaret Minch is one of those volunteers who handles duties for the Army.
That's our most important job, is that we're there when there is nobody. And we do a lot of services where there's just myself and an escort and a rep from the cemetery and the chaplain.
The Arlington Lady stands with a military escort and at the appropriate time steps forward to say a few words to the grieving family.
We present the card from the chief of staff. It's all in one envelope. And then there's a fold-over card from the Arlington Ladies. And on half of that, the ladies can express their own sentiments.
Sometimes the Arlington Lady receives the American flag, which then is sent to the family.
You come away with tears. There's no doubt about that. It's always difficult when it's little children involved.
The Army has about 50 ladies that volunteer full-time. Two are on duty each day for what may be 10 or more funerals in a day.
We're making sure that none of our soldiers ever go to their last retreat alone. And I don't know, it's just a good feeling. And we feel very, very honored to be able to do this.
The ladies are usually past military members or spouses. Each military branch has volunteers. The group ensures that families receive condolences and that every soldier is recognized for their service. Traveling the countryside at Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Andrew McCray.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent John Bannister help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with John handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. Call State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The final game in the series with the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians went to the Indians. Shane Bieber pitched three effective innings. Bradley Zimmer drove in three runs. And the Indians beat Kansas City 6-1 last night to avoid a three-game sweep. No rest for the Royals as they'll open up a three-game home series with the Minnesota Twins. First pitch this evening at Kauffman Stadium, set for 7:10. College football, Oklahoma's first road trip to Bill Snyder Family Stadium gets underway tomorrow. The sixth-ranked Sooners figure to be in for a rude welcome come Saturday. Not only are they finally venturing out of Norman, they're playing their first Big 12 road game since they announced plans to bolt from the conference along with Texas shortly before the season. The Sooners and the Wildcats mix it up at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and then at 6, it's the KU Jayhawks and Iowa State Cyclones. Mid-America Network Sports.
What's better than getting new Ford inventory delivered to your lot nearly every day? Getting new Ford inventory with 0% available. 0% has been extended at Rusty Egg Ford. Going on now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% has been extended. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So whether you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, Rusty Egg Ford has financing as low as 0%. Plus, choose from a huge selection of Ford Blue Advantage vehicles and pre-owned vehicles as fresh trade-ins arrive daily. Only at Rusty.
Career to a close, back where it all started in the city of brotherly love. McCoy is signing a one-day contract with the Philadelphia Eagles to retire in the green and white. Shady spent 6 years in Philly, making the Pro Bowl roster three times and a first-team All-Pro roster once. He then joined the Buffalo Bills in 2015 before coming to Kansas City in 2019. In his 1 year as a Chief, he rushed for 465 yards and four touchdowns and added 181 yards through the air and a receiving touchdown. He also won a Super Bowl ring with the Kansas City Chiefs, despite not playing in the championship game.
Speaking of the Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs traveling there on Sunday to try and get back to a 500 record. Coach Andy Reid at the helm after somewhat of a health scare last Sunday. In addition to trying to improve the Chiefs' record, Reid will also try to pick up his 100th win with the Chiefs. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville Homecoming versus Council Grove, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort at Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Hanover kicks off at Osborne, Valley Heights at Waubonsie. Washington County will host Burlingame, kickoff at 6. Lynn is at Blue Valley, Centralia at Jeff County North. Diller O'Dell will host Meade, and Southern kicks off at Tri-County.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast the home opener, Marysville hosting Council Grove, in our Friday feature game, Axtell hosting Frankfort. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TVL roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Axtell live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State plays Saturday with a 12:30 pregame. Kansas also plays Saturday, 5:30 pregame, live on KNDY.
MHS Homecoming Parade, Friday at 2 downtown, followed by a pep rally at Homer Hansen Stadium. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Enon's Automotive.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enon's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Grilled, fried, mashed, or made into a pie, sweet potatoes are a delicious and nutritious vegetable. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These tropical natives thrive in warm summer temperatures. Harvest when they start reaching the desired size or right after a light frost kills the leaves. Don't leave them in the ground as cold, wet soils can damage the roots. Carefully dig the tuberous roots. Gently rub off any soil that clings to the roots and allow them to dry on the soil surface in the garden for a few hours. Save only the damage-free tuberous roots for storage. Cure these in a warm place about 80 to 85 degrees for 7 to 10 days. This helps seal any surface wounds and toughens the skin to reduce drying during storage. After curing, move to a cool location like a basement where temperatures hover at 55 to 60 degrees and the humidity is high. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Benefit wildlife habitat and your livestock by burning the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Patch burn grazing is an alternative to traditional intensive grazing systems as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Of your pasture on fire and be amazed at what happens. Patch burn grazing is a grassland management practice for improving habitat for wildlife while still maintaining cattle production on the land.
Chris Helzer is the director of science at the Nature Conservancy in Nebraska. He says grazing animals are instinctively attracted to a recently burned area. Regrowth of new grasses is very nutritious. One of the benefits of patch burn grazing is that it creates a variety of different habitat types.
You've got the area that's been burned recently that is pretty short. You've got an area that was burned, say, a year ago that's in a recovery phase, and you've got a really neat set of habitat structure where you've got broadleaf plants, wildflowers that are taking advantage of those grasses being weak. In areas that haven't been burned for quite a while, you've got kind of a tall, dense vegetation. So there's lots of different types of habitat for all kinds of different species.
Another benefit of patch burn grazing is that you can achieve the results you want without cross-fencing or moving livestock from paddock to paddock. Cattle will spend most of their time on recently burned portions of pasture and move themselves in response to new forage growth. Helzer says the burning can be done any time of year. You just have to have enough dead grass to carry the fire.
Once you get started, you just sort of adapt year to year, and if it seems like need to burn more or less, you can do that or use higher or lower stocking rate. If you are already grazing, whatever stocking rate has been working before will probably work with patch burn grazing. If you haven't ever grazed, then it's probably good to talk to somebody like the Natural Resources Conservation Service for advice on stocking rates.
Learn more about patch burn grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set.
And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Giving new farmers the tools to manage risk. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com.
New and beginning farmers and aspiring farmers have a lot at stake, and they're not necessarily as well prepared for the risks that they have to deal with in their farm businesses.
That's Jake Jacobs, who coordinates programs on risk management and crop insurance education for University of Vermont Extension, talking about an educational and mentoring program called Farm Beginnings.
And it's specifically for risk management education. That's all that these funds are used for. So it's obviously the mission of that program to be able to support courses like Farm Beginnings and the Growing Places program at UVM Extension.
While Vermont Extension is connected with the Farm Beginnings program in the state, Jacobs says much of the day-to-day is handled by the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont.
But we also work collaboratively with a lot of other agricultural organizations and outside agencies. Because ultimately, we're all working together to try and support the success of farmers.
My thanks to Vermont Extension for providing the audio for this story. If you'd like more info on Farm Beginnings, you can visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Harvest update from the Mid-America Ag Network brought to you by Abilene Machine. For all your new, used, or remanufactured parts, you can find them online and order anytime online at AbileneMachine.com. Well, we sat down with the CEO of the Kansas Corn Commission, Greg Krissick, as we talk about the latest corn harvest across the state of Kansas and how things have been moving along over the last week or so.
The corn harvest is proceeding well. As of earlier this week, the Monday report that the U.S. Department of Agriculture put out, we were about 36% into harvest. And, of course, that really doesn't count what last weekend. They cut it off on Friday. So I'm guessing we're well into the 40%. The weather's been very cooperative. We've got, you know, varied reports. You know, some places probably a little below average type of yields in what people have been seeing. And in some places have been hearing, you know, very strong, very positive yields and performance. There's been across the state this summer, the growing conditions generally good, but some places certainly have had more timely rains than others, and we had some pretty strong heat in some critical times of the crop development. So we're not going to have a record crop here in Kansas, but we're going to have a good one.
He also talked about how we compare to the previous years when it comes to the progress of the harvest at this point.
It kind of, you know, it also kind of depends in which areas of the state you're talking, but we're probably slightly ahead. I think the report said we were slightly ahead of where we might have been, or really pretty close to average. You know, the USDA is pegging the overall crop right now at about 728 million bushels, and that's a little bit off. In the last couple of years, we've been in the 755 million bushels, and even had a couple of years higher than that, you know, even close to 800 million bushels. So production's down a bit, but for some of the conditions that we faced, I mean, after planting and during the growing season, I'm always happy to have over 700 million bushels looking like it's what's being produced in the state.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announcing some new spending on climate policy and to deal with the market disruption of animal disease prevention. Vilsack making a speech on climate issues today at Colorado State University. USDA has more than $7 billion left in its Commodity Credit Corporation account to spend before the new fiscal year begins on Friday, so there seems to be plenty of money available for what's being announced today. USDA debt relief provisions that congressional Democrats are trying to finalize could cost as much as $11 billion, that according to one cost estimate. And the cost would be partially offset by $5 billion in savings from rescinding a debt relief program enacted in March for minority farmers, according to the score from the Congressional Budget Office. Under the draft measure,
The producers classified as economically distressed could qualify for payments equal to their entire debt on USDA loans. Loan payoffs for other producers will be capped at $200,000. The bill would also provide $1 billion to USDA to adjust to those loans. That cost estimate for the previous program, which had been blocked by the courts over constitutionality challenges, has grown from $4 billion when it was enacted back in March. And the American bumblebee may be headed for the endangered species list. A Fish and Wildlife Service issuing a positive finding and a petition to designate the insect as endangered. The petitioners include the Center for Biological Diversity and Bombus Pollinator Association of Law Students at Albany Law School presented information suggesting the bee is threatened by habitat destruction from agricultural intensification, livestock grazing, pesticide use, loss of genetic diversity, climate change, and competition from non-native honeybees. Find more Ag News online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers. A very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Don't get green with Envy because your neighbor grills better than you. Get the Big Green Egg from Hometown Lumber and Hardware and turn up the heat in your backyard cook-off. This baby is a grill, a smoker, low and slow roaster, and an outdoor oven all in one, providing you with some of the best tasting dishes on the block, in the neighborhood, or even the entire town. See the selection of Big Green Eggs at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. By shopping local, you do make a difference.
Many farmers will be using cover crops as livestock forage this fall. But think twice before you do. I'll explain why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Cover crops are planted on a field to reduce soil erosion and increase soil health. They're usually either left on the surface to decay or incorporated back into the soil. If you're planning to graze or feed your cover crops to livestock, be aware of the implications from chemical residues left over from the previous crop, such as corn or soybeans. Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says pay attention to the chemical labels.
And we maybe even need to be checking ones from the previous years as well, depending on what kind of cover crops we're actually seeding out there, because they do have what we call rotational restrictions on them that may say after you use this herbicide, you need to wait 4 months before you seed something like wheat, any cereal grain.
Some cover crop species, such as radish, turnip, rapeseed, and red clover, aren't explicitly listed on chemical labels. In this case, growers need to follow the default listing on the label, which usually says something like all other crops.
And that all other crops category may say that you have to wait 18 months or 30 months before you seed a species that's not listed on that label and intend to harvest it. You can seed the species if you're not going to do anything with it, because then you just take the risk upon yourself that maybe the cover crop dies. But as soon as you intend to actually do something with that, then we really need to be paying attention to those rotational restrictions on the label.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about restrictions on grazing cover crops at agriculture.com.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum absorbs to dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an ag business.
A special import quota for upland cotton that permits importation of a quantity of upland cotton equal to 1 week's domestic mill use. The quota will be established starting on October 7th, allowing importation of more than 11.5 million kilograms of the upland cotton. And with the increase of the cotton in the market, we do see a little bit of red on the board there. December cotton down a half a cent right now to 105.30. March down a buck 37 to 102.51. Corn is staying relatively strong today after a rocky start early in the trading day today. December corn down in the green 4 points right now at 5.40¾. Kansas City wheat for December still up, rallying after the small grains report that was released yesterday from the USDA, up right now 26.5 points to 7.58¼. Soybeans right now, they're still struggling. November down 8 points at 12.48. The meal for October down 30 cents at 3.25¢. The bean oil for October is down 9 cents to 58.70. Livestock's been staying pretty mixed across the board, but mostly higher today. October live cattle up 17 cents at 120¾. Feeder cattle for October is up a quarter right now to 152.80, with the lean hogs mixed right now. October up 87 cents at 92.47. A quick look at your U.S. dollar index. That's been kind of up and down throughout the week this week. December down right now 22 cents at 94.02. The March U.S. dollar index right now down 15 cents at 94.03. Quick look at your 30-year bonds. December up just a bit right now at 160. 10-year notes sitting 17 points higher at 132. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. And report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast the home opener, Marysville hosting Council Grove, and our Friday feature game, Axtell hosting Frankfort. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Axtell live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State plays Saturday with a 12:30 pregame. Kansas also plays Saturday, 5:30 pregame, live on KNDY.
Thank you.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.